Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're glad that you're with us right now, and I'm actually feeling a little melancholy, I think would be the right word. We last left Joseph in jail, and he was pleading his cause, and the words that have stuck with me are, you know,
remember me. Don't forget me.
And isn't that all of us? Come on, isn't that all of us? We all want to know that we're loved and cared for and thought about kindly. And I think back over the years and the people that we have been involved with at church. I love them all. I consider all of them still our family, our church family. And I'm just grateful to God that He surrounds us in such kind ways with such good people. There, how's that, Jeannie?
Yes. Don't you feel like you're part of Joseph's inner circle? like you could sit down and almost have a conversation with him. Yeah, I mean, Joseph. I feel that way about him. I feel really close to him.
Yeah, he's like family too, isn't he?
Yeah,
I think maybe because of the way that he was pleading, I felt like, I'd like to give him a call, visit him in jail.
Very human.
Yeah.
And that was a long time. We talked about yesterday. He's going to be, you know, he was there 17 years old when he first got there. And then it's going to be not till he's 30 that he actually gets to leave the jail. So he's got a lot of 13 years worth of training and sorrow, but he keeps going forward.
That was good of you to use that word. So maybe we can consider our trials under the kind hand of God as training.
Right.
If you're in a trouble today, you're being trained.
Trained to trust Him because He's the one that has the answers.
Yeah.
And He wants to use our life. If we have hard things happen and we get self-consumed and pity parties and all that, we get stuck there. It cuts us off from being available to be used. And when we're not used by God and fulfilling those purposes that He has for us, then it's a very sad, shallow existence. But when we have God use our life and we see that, wow, is life exciting.
And let me add as well in this conversation, Jeannie, that you know, where Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. Maybe you have had some hard times in your life. I mean, yeah, who hasn't? But maybe you faced some really tough odds. And you know the things that you needed. Well, guess what? Under the hand of God, maybe the Lord will bring somebody across your path. Maybe in your family, maybe in your church family. And you'll be able to lift them out of a trouble, or out of a hurt, or out of a loneliness, or out of some kind of a way that you would share or love or pray for them that says, you're remembered and you're loved and you have value to me. Yeah, that's how I feel about everybody that we've been involved with over the years, Jeannie. So what have we got today?
Well, we talked about him being overseer of the people that were in the jail, including the chief baker and the butler, and that he was so sensitive to them that he even noticed they were sad, so he started asking them questions. So we learned last time that they both had dreams at the same time. The butler told him, Joseph, his dream, and it ended up having a happy ending. 3 days, he would be put back into his position, and everything was going to go good. And now the baker was all excited because he knew it was a good answer to the butler's dream. So he wanted to know what his dream meant. So that's where we're at right now. Genesis.
Okay, so the baker's probably in a good mood, maybe.
He's hopeful. Genesis 40:16-20 says, when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good to his friend, the butler, he said to Joseph, I also was in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head. In the upper basket were all kinds of baked goods for the Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head. Now, verse 18, Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation of it. The three baskets are 3 days. Once again, 3 days.
Uh-huh.
19, within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you from a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you. Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
What a difference in the two outcomes of the interpretation of the dreams. It says, now it came to pass on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand, just exactly the way Joseph said the dream would end. Mm-hmm. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them, yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. So we'll talk about that last one. But what I got out of this was that Joseph told the truth. Now, one was good news that he was able to tell the guy, and the other one was bad news, but it doesn't seem like he hesitated at all. He told it exactly the way God told him. And so I think it's a lesson for us that we're to tell the truth, even if the person we're telling the truth to might have a difficult time or we feel uncomfortable telling them the truth.
Well, Jesus did say you'll know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Nobody wants to live under, lies or having been deceived. Or I generally like the people that say, you know, give me the true story here. Right. I want to talk to somebody I can trust and get the true story. And you and I should be that kind of person when it comes to the Lord. And when it comes to, you know, the Bible is, you could call the Bible as easily a book of blessing, which it is, but you could equally call it a book of warning. And there are truths in there that we need to know.
Right. Well, the baker must have been in shock hearing that news, right?
Oh, that would unsettle you.
Yeah. And
I would say, is there anybody else who knows how to interpret dreams, you know?
Yeah, you might want to find a second opinion. Yeah. But the good side of it is he was told he has 3 days left before he's going to die. So if someone were to tell another person, you know, you can expect that you have 3 days left, what might that cause that person to do? You know, did
get right with God.
Right. So I was looking at it from the positive. At first I was like, ooh. And then I thought, you know what? Some folks die instantly, never have a chance to make things right. But he was told he has 3 days. So he could wrestle with his life that he had lived so far and the fact that he was going to die and meet his maker. And what did he do with those 3 days? And the fact that Joseph was such a godly man and he cared about them, I can imagine that they had a conversation about the Lord. And that who knows if Joseph didn't bring this man to the Lord. So the other thing I thought was that we have a hard truth message to tell others who don't know the Lord, who aren't interested in God. And sometimes we'll shy away from that because we don't want to speak the hard truth. We're afraid of their reaction or we back off or get shy. But Hebrews 9:27 says, man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment. So we all have to prepare for the day that we're going to die. And even though we don't know when it's going to be, whether it's 3 days or years, we're going to stand before God. And we need to be a witness and give a warning as well as a good invitation that you can have your sins forgiven and God can use your life right now and you'll be loved.
Yes.
But don't be shy in telling the truth.
Yeah. Really, we're all in the same boat together. We're all sinners. Everybody born here is a sinner, which says everybody needs a Savior. And I strongly recommend, as I have before, don't leave planet Earth without having Jesus as your advocate. You want to stand there with the Lord Jesus, having believed in him that he gave his life for your sins, that he died on the cross, sinner's death, that we might have eternal life and live with him forever. That's good news. Bless, I pray, Father, my brothers and sisters, as they hear this message. Bless them as they, in a way, join in the conversation with us. Talk to the Lord now. For we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.